Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
You're listening to Main Street Universe, the show and network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Insight with Darren Becker. It's just another day in paradise here on Father's Day, June 15th, 2014. Hello, Darren. How are you?
Amazing. How are you, Kevin?
Good, good. How have you been? It's been a while since we've chatted.
Yeah, we haven't caught up in a while. Things are really quite interesting. Mercury in retrograde, all sorts of like oddball synchronicities happening. I don't know what's going on your end, but it's almost laughable, some of the things that keep happening to me. It's just like ridiculously like wild mercurial stuff happening, so it's wild.
Right, it's maybe it's sending us through the spin cycle, maybe.
Maybe that's what we need, you know. We need to not take ourselves too seriously. We need to maybe just kind of chillax a little bit and understand that there's a great big mystery that is life, and we're part of it, and we're part of that synchronicity. And, you know, sometimes you got to take a step back from yourself and just realize that it's just unbelievable the amount of little oddball things that keep, you know, like I'll talk to a client, and I'll say, oh, you know, it's like you love Persian melodies. And then she'll say, oh, wow, I just bought a CD about Persian melodies. And then, like, I'll, like, walk home, and then there'll be this Persian person selling their music, like, outside of my house. Like, it's just, like, crazy little things like that. So it's weird. It's little synchronicities that just kind of definitely Mercury retrograde situation, definitely.
And also validating, doing validations, that stuff too.
Yeah, I like that. I like the validation. I like, I mean, obviously it's saying that someone's paying attention. But, you know, it's when people are fearful of that validation, when the universe says, taps you on the shoulder and says, hello, we're paying attention to you, that's not a bad thing. So for those of us that are listening, I just did want to communicate that to you to say it's a good thing. It's a good thing when you have that synchronicity. It's a good thing when you realize that there's more out there and someone's paying attention, because it means that there's a vibrancy, there's a mystical quality, there's a magical quality to your life. And some people might feel like that's a bad thing, and for those people, I say, you know what? Learn how to relax and learn how to appreciate what's going on in your life. Appreciate
sort of like
magical...
the
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The birth canal of creativity.
The Empress, right. You know, why not appreciate that? Why do we have to sit and marginalize it or live in fear of it? Instead, let's just, like, bask in it and enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, so, do you have something you wanted to talk about tonight? We got callers out there, too.
We do. We have a few callers, quite a few. I just was going to do a show based on, you know, readings tonight and just kind of reflecting a little bit on, I think I'm theming it a little bit with Mercury in retrograde, just because everyone, I'd like to discourse with you a little bit about that, because obviously New Agey folk like you and I tend to, you know, those of us that are in the community, we get a little, you know, all up in arms when it's Mercury retrograde. So do you have anything to comment about it, or what's your... Personally,
well,
I just try to ignore, but...
Yeah. Well, it's... I read a book a long, long time ago before I stepped into metaphysics. But I also want to say, like, metaphysics or something, you know, physizzy or whatever, like the Snoop, Doggy Dog, Fizzizzle, and all that.
Fizzizzle, right.
Yeah. But I read a book back in my early 20s when I was in the military, and it was about a young apprentice wizard who wanted to marry another wizard's daughter. But this was a time-traveling wizard, and that he would travel from time to time, planet to planet, using the energy of a mass of people. Like, he would go to rock concerts and then do his magic, and then he would take all the energy that was built up at the concert and drain everybody and use it to jump to another time
or
whatever.
Are you
joking?
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been trying to find the book ever since. But what he would do is he would
trying
leave.
To relocate. Yeah, I would love to read that, because that's basically what I used to do in my, you know, in my late teens, early 20s. And it's highly unscrupulous, by the way. It's not good. So.
But who knew?
Right.
But he would leave that... that, you know, like, son-in-law to be behind in his wake with this just drained, angry, massive mob looking to kill everything and anything around it, and that he would leave that apprentice, and that they just spent time chasing each other from planet to planet, or, you know, time to time, that kind of thing. So that has always stayed with me. It's like, okay, here's a big group of people. And my point that I was getting to, starting with that book, was that back on Friday, it was Friday the 13th, and also a full moon. And you know how people get when it's the full moon. And then when it's full moon and Friday the 13th, you know, the wackos who worry about Friday the 13th and the wackos who worry about the moon are going to be coming together in just this big mass. And that's what reminded me of that book a little bit as well. So all that being released into the atmosphere, we're also having was a coronal mass ejections coming from the sun, which is affecting our magnetosphere as well, and that influences everybody on the planet, their mood, their body, auras, that kind of stuff. So I think you're right on with what you're saying, and just stuff going on in the universe.
Yeah, this was a major one. This was like, I tried to ignore Mercury retrograde. I totally agree with what you just said. Like, and it's just, well, here's the thing too. I'm not a single, you know, little mystical magician guy roaming around the universe anymore. You know, I have a family, I have a wife, you know. So if my wife's affected by it, you better believe that I'm affected by it, you know. So, and I can tell her, I'm like, don't make any decisions, right? Don't make any big, giant decisions. Just chill, you know, just relax for about 3 weeks, and then we can go from there. You know,
even though
kind of
she
thing,
just got promoted.
Yeah, she was intern. When you do your mortuary sciences, you have to intern for a year. So she graduated last year, and she went through her internship. She's still getting paid almost nothing, like, to do the internship. So it means a lot that she's now, you know, hired and making a real, like, she's been working at the capacity and doing the job, but now she'll be paid for it, which is nice.
Yep,
so that's
that
a
is
big
nice.
Deal for us. Yeah, oh yeah, it's definitely a big deal for us. It's good. Because she's been, you know, putting 100% anyway, but she's doing all the little, every other funeral director's little stuff to help them, so now she'll be doing her own thing, which is good. For those of us that enjoy listening to me, you know, I have a couple of projects that may be gelling together and quite possibly a TV show and whatnot. So
That's cool.
I haven't talked to you in a while. So that very well may be coming to fruition shortly. So that's been a big thing. We've been doing some preliminary filming and pilots and that sort of thing. And it would be about my life and, you know, what I do as a spiritualist and that sort of thing. So, it's quite possible.
Well, what I know about you, I would be intrigued to watch it. So,
well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's really nice. But yeah, it's I am quite, you know, surrounded by a lot of oddball things that happen. So, it certainly would be interesting. I always think sometimes if there was a monkey following me around with a camera, it would be funny because. The menagerie of weird friends I have and whatnot and situations that I get put in. I do a lot of not just divination but spiritual work, so it really, you know, the combination of the two really is quite interesting. So,
what is the spiritual work that you do?
What is the spiritual work that I do?
Yeah, like is it
well,
a meditation
I can't
thing?
Exactly
or?
Divulge everyone's stuff, but
oh,
I get hired to do, oh, I, you know, I need a new job, or, you know, my baby daddy need to pay his bills, that sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Manifestation. I always say that there's two schools of spiritualism, and, you know, there's intuition, and there's manifestation. So some people are good at both, some people are good at one, and that sort of thing. So usually I do both. Sometimes I do more manifestation than into, you know, divination. It all depends on what kind of week I'm looking at.
Right, got it.
It all depends. You know, I never used to do this, Kevin, and just to tell a story, and going back to Northern Virginia, D.C. area, someone, a client of mine, had a very harrowing experience, and I don't really want to talk about the circumstances, but there was a satanic cult and all this stuff, and she was a child and all this, like, traumatic stuff. And I realized that I could not solve her problem by giving her advice. I couldn't. There was just no way to do it. I mean, I tried, like, she'd been back several times, and I tried to say, well, try this or do this. But realizing that when I do a manifestation for myself, I extend energy, I reach out, I appeal to certain forces, and I ask for change, and it happens. So I realized that, you know what, maybe I should offer this to her, and with dramatic results, and someone's life has changed. So it's a positive thing.
Well, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while to get there, you know. It's just, I don't do it lightly. I only work with positive energies and that sort of thing. And, you know, anyone that asks me to do anything remotely negative or unscrupulous, that's just not going to happen. So, but, you know, I've changed people's lives. And lately I've been just doing a lot of aura cleansings as well, so, which is good. And those cleansings that I do are incredibly dramatically, like, ripping things out of the sacral chakra. And, again, that's a very changing situation. So, and just to update you, I know I haven't talked to you in a while, so.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie yet, Edge of Tomorrow, with Tom Cruise?
I have not.
It's a movie about an alien that has the power to reset time.
What? Is that what it's about?
Yep. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And that,
how do you stop that? What do you do?
And that the tech and the drama and everything in it has some Terminator drama in there, some Aliens drama, some Predator drama in there as well.
I was getting the
Terminator,
feeling like it would be a very solid movie from what I could see, but, you know, I just have a total aversion to Tom Cruise. I do.
Yeah.
But I liked Oblivion. I did, despite myself. I liked Oblivion. I thought it was well done, and I watched it purely for the fact that my friend Erica did his makeup in that movie. And and she's amazing. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Erica Dewey is incredible. Erica Dewey Kiker. She just got married. But she was describing how he is and what his little, you know, foibles are and that sort of thing. And it was a good movie. I think that he's picking better projects. I think that, you know, that they're casting him. They're creating good vehicles for him. So I'll check it out.
If you liked Oblivion, you'll like Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And I like Emily Blunt, too, so that's a good thing as well.
What I found really interesting is that I think that was her name, Emily Blunt, maybe is his co-worker or something like, co-star. She's a blonde in this, and there's Tom Cruise, and what's really crazy is that my primary spirit guide is Stacy. Her name is Stacy. I never got a last name for her, but she looks and acts like Mila Jovovich or Milana or whatever, Jovovich, and I was getting a surreal deja vu experience with this movie and how this woman was helping Tom Cruise achieve the things that he needed to achieve, and that's exactly what Stacy does in my dreams. And that I go on adventures, most of them is military or, you know, adventurous or something like that, or I'm swinging from some kind of helicopter or something like that, and Stacy is usually there either driving it or yelling at me to jump or something. So it hit home for me.
So you have more of a militaristic, sort of actualized, more sort of a combat. But what's the goal in these dreams and visualizations? Like, because I have a similar thing that happens to me, but it's more, I'm like exercising spirits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is yours spiritual, or is it like is it just a, you know, like a kind of a...
It's always usually a military format.
Right, but it's the symbol is just kind of... Does it symbolize... I mean, what's, at the end of the day, what are you trying to accomplish? Do you ever know, or...
I don't know that it's that there's an accomplishment intent in it. It's more of just going there. It's like going to a shop, if you will, looking around, mm-hmm. seeing what's there. If I want to pick something up, fine, and if I just want to leave it behind and just talk about it later, that's fine too. But I don't. Sometimes they're classes, but most times just an experience.
Hmm. Well, I know what you mean. It's just something, and it happens a lot, right? Like at least once a week sort of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like, yeah, like every 2 or 3 days it happens, and they usually mm-hmm. end with them saying, oh, I have to go. I'm like, why do you got to go? And then I end up waking up right then and there.
Well, you might want to ask what, at the end of the adventure... What's meant to happen, and that's all. And that's just like a lucid dreaming technique. But it's you might want to try that. Like I don't know. Like you might be surprised what you get.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, it might be really dramatically like, whoa, really? That makes sense. So who knows? I guess we'll take a caller.
Okay, we can go with our. Our first caller here, you're hearing your microphone becoming unmuted. Hi, hello, how are you? And you're on with Darren Bucare.
Hi, Darren, how are you?
Hello.
I'm really good.
Donna. Hi.
You're on with Darren and Kevin. How are you?
Right, hi, Kevin, too. I'm good,
what's your name?
Donna.
Donna, okay. Cool. So what's going on, Donna? Do you have a...
Finances have been kind of difficult. Well, finances have been very difficult for me, and then I had to replace my transmission with a used one, so that took up all my money. And I wanted to know, a friend died at the end of May, and he said he was leaving me in his trust, and I wanted to know if that's going to come true or if something intervened. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a lawyer's name or anything. If that was coming true or any other windfalls coming in for me or anything like that, because I don't work.
So what your question is there some sort of financial rescue situation that might possibly be happening on the horizon?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Right.
White or blue?
White.
White, okay. Okay, so Donna, if you can just give me a second, and I have to take the phone away from my head for a moment.
Okay.
Just kind of sense the energy and that sort of thing. One moment. Okay. Just 1 second. All right. It looks like you're going to have to recalibrate and figure out how to... I mean, I don't know if I want to have this conversation with you right now because it's not going to be fun. Basically, you need to figure out how to get consistent money in.
Yeah.
And...
I
told you, I think I talked to you before about this, so obviously
probably.
You need to be underhanded and get into what the hell that guy left you, and you need to figure it out. You're not being aggressive enough, told you, you're not being aggressive enough about it,
right.
So they're going to railroad you, and they're going to have a lawyer suppress whatever the hell they're supposed to give you. They don't have to contact you. They're just suppress it. To nothing. So you're not gonna, you can't sit on your laurels and wait for this money. You just can't.
See, I don't have anybody's phone number.
It might even be too late right now from what I'm looking at. I get the Nine of Pentacles inverted. I get the Hangman inverted. The Hangman inverted means you need to stop. Look, there's friends in your life. There's family. There's people. You get involved in their stuff, and you can't do it anymore. You need to focus on you. You need to figure out how to make your finances okay. That's your number one. Your Lapse Meta focus now. That's it. That's all you got. That's all you need to do. And then everybody else can just, sorry, too bad. So it's either through, I don't know what, if you're disabled or what's going on or why you're not working, but you need to figure out how to squeeze more money out of whatever the benefits you're getting. And if you can't, then you need to figure out an alternate situation. And I get the Seven of Pentacles, which means you will begin to figure this out very shortly. And it doesn't mean the money is dropped in your lap, but it means eventually it will be there. So I do see you doing this, but you can't, I mean, this person, you know, it really is a shame that they said, I will definitely leave you this stipend. I will do this for you. But the thing is, you have to go to war with these people, and you're not going to war. You're going, like, that's not going to work.
Well, I have nothing in my hand. I don't have a copy of it. I don't know the lawyer. I mean, it's very, it's very hard to work with nothing.
You have a verbal contract with someone who's dead. That doesn't add up for a lot.
No, it doesn't.
So,
maybe I just forget about it.
You're a sensible person because you're calling me, so. No, I'm just saying, you're not a bad, you obviously have your energy together enough to understand that you need to regroup. If you're calling me, that means you know I'm not going to lie to you, and you know I'm going to tell you what's going on. So you're not looking for like, you will meet a macho man. Like, you know, I'm not going to say any of that. I'm going to say, what the deal is. So what the deal is it's time for you to regroup, reassess, and actualize yourself financially. And it's almost nice to know that this malaise that you've been in is ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's almost like getting out of a bad relationship. It's like, okay, well, now I know that this will never work. So time to move on.
And then something else happens.
And I do see you making it work. I see it happening. That's the Seven of Pentacles. It means that there is a money tree out there, but the fruit is germinating out. It's not ready yet. But you'll have you got to just start plugging away, and eventually you'll be able to collect that fruit.
Oh, good.
Now, what is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. You can work from home. There's customer service. There's all sorts of options. But in the meantime, you've let this idea that, and you know what? And you're totally right and you're totally validated, but it's time to kind of just regroup your energy and move forward.
Yeah, so I guess you have to get over all the pain
point,
and the disappointment
lawyer
and the sadness.
You and say, hey, someone, we got $25,000 for you. That'll be a bonus. That'll be like a beautiful
thing. Yes. Exactly. Yeah, but in the meantime, I have to regroup myself.
I don't know if you were listening earlier. I just told Kevin I may very well have my own TV show shortly, right? I can't.
Wow,
I probably
fabulous.
Shouldn't be talking about it right now. Yeah, but my point is, I can't act. I know, and I've been told that everybody's very interested and all the jamminess, all this stuff is really, like, it's happening, all this. But until I have a contract, I have to go about my life like status quo. You have to. So if someone shows up with some money for you, that's bonus. And then maybe you can do something ridiculous with it. Buy yourself some ostentatious car of some sort. You know, with strobe lights and
I want to take
little
off
eyelashes
traveling.
On the headlights.
I want to go to Thailand and Vietnam and Cambodia.
Go to Bali
like that.
And drink some Singapore slings and go crazy. Yeah, do it. I believe it. Well, I'm happy. Look, I wish I could tell you it was going to happen, but I'm going to say this. If it would, even if I saw that it was going to happen, it would mean you'd be in for a load of crap dealing with those people anyway. So almost feel liberated in that sense.
Yeah, I'm just kicking myself. I should have been more proactive, like gotten a copy of it. And
I told
this has been going on for 30 years.
I told you. I mean, you had a marginal, you had a window, you know, but you would have to be a real, real tyrannical, crazy person to get in there. And you just didn't do it. And you know what? And you didn't do it because, you know, you probably have some sort of social and cultural decorum and you didn't want to do that. So I don't blame you for that.
Yeah.
So just let it ride.
Let it go, huh? Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what you got to do. You know, things happen, things end, new things start up too.
But, look at it like this. You have not been proactive about your financial situation in a long time. So this is this situation happened almost to make you realize that, whoa, maybe I should, you know. Like, you know, like everything happens for a reason. So maybe this situation fell into place because you're supposed to stand up and say, oh my gosh, you know. And honestly, all I'm sensing for your path forward from now is positivity.
Because
you're self-actualized now. You're not relying on other entities, energies, stuff that it's a mystery. And that
the fantasy,
will be upset.
Someone giving me a fantasy,
Yeah, it's upsetting, too, because it's upsetting for us emotionally when we tie into that because who knows what could happen. It's ephemeral. It's translucent. So now you're in control. So I'd love it if you give me a call back in a couple of weeks and let me know what's going on.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Thank you.
Yep, that was excellent. And it might have just been, you know, like a air balloon or something that was just helping her get from point A to point B until the point B thing happens, and now it's time to jump off, basically. But here's our next caller, unless you want to say something about that.
Oh no, I think that's pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Here's our next friend on the line. How are you? You're on with Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucare.
Hi, this is your friend Tempest.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello. Good, and you?
Very nice. Very nice today. Having a wonderful day. So, what's happening?
Well, actually, situation that's occurring right now is in my relationship is not at its best, and I was just wondering if the situation that was going on that's occurring in my relationship is something that my intuition is trying to tell me, or am I making these things up in my head out of fear?
Oh, okay. You know what? And bonus points for you. For maybe sitting back and going, wow, maybe I'm the person that's making this, you know, like maybe I'm just being paranoid. So we're going to check this out today. White or blue?
Blue.
Blue? Okay. Okay, just one moment.
Okay.
So, I have the Ace of Wands inverted. I'm going to ask one. So you guys, you're not mapping out where you're headed. You're just, right. you're not, you don't know where you're going. The Ace of Wands inverted, that's a 5-year plan. So right side up would mean, wow, you guys are planning your life out together, everything's great. Upside down means, why aren't you? Like, at this point, why are you not planning things out? So that begs the question, well, what's the problem? You know? Now, my feeling right now that I'm getting and the nuances I'm getting from my spirit guide is it's partially you're a little bit back and forth. You vacillate between, like, one thing and the other thing and the other thing and the other thing. So this probably doesn't help. But largely, okay. we got to figure out where he's coming from, because why the hell is he not mapping out what's coming up? Like, why not?
Right.
So let's ask that. Yeah, hold on. He's waiting for this big score professionally and financially. He thinks that he has this good luck, like, energy that's going to, everything's going to come together at some point. And then at that point, he can map out his life. That's what he thinks. What does he do for a living?
Well, actually, right now, he's a case manager. We work at the same place. I'm a mentor. He's a case manager. And he's also going to real estate school. So I guess
He thinks he's going to nail it with real estate. He thinks he's got the charisma. He's got the savoir faire. He's going to go in there and nail it. And then at that point, he can assess what he wants to do with his life. However, you don't feel secure in the relationship because it's not about, I don't know, you probably just need to sit down and have a real talk about, you know, if you two are life partners and you're companions, then it doesn't matter if he sold 5 houses yet. It doesn't matter if he's finished real estate school yet. It doesn't matter, like, all that stuff doesn't matter. Now, if he's just with you because that's what's going on right now and he'll reevaluate things when he gets to where he wants to be financially, then you have every right to be suspicious or concerned about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's putting his circumstances professionally ahead of where you two need to be. And he expects you to just roll along with it, like, everything's cool, like, okay. Well, you let me know when you want to proceed with, like, what our plans are for our relationship. Like, you just, you know, give me a buzz. like, right, you're just supposed to sit there and wait? Till, I mean, you haven't even had that conversation. Like, it would be great if he sat
yet.
You down.
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Okay. No, we haven't. Not
oh, yeah,
yet.
You
yes.
haven't even had that conversation. So,
right.
it, you know, it would be one thing if he came to you and said, hey, you know, look, I love you. I care for you. I think I want to be a little bit more professionally viable. I want to get my real estate thing started. I want to feel like I can have big sums of money coming in. And then I think that I want to progress in this relationship. But you haven't heard that.
No.
Instead, you just get some blah, 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 like, you know, like, okay. So I guess the next thing I'm going to ask, hold on, is, does he really love you and intend to move the relationship forward? Okay, one more. Hold on.
Okay.
This is a communication problem. It's a communication problem. Look. I wasn't on his side for a minute, but I got to tell you, I get the 6 of cups. You know, you just need to talk it out. And he assumes you're going to be there for him no matter what. He assumes that you know that he loves you. But he just assumes that. And he's doing too much assuming lately. And you don't know where you stand. And you guys just need to sit down and have a nice 2-hour conversation and just figure out, like, where he's at, what's going on. I think that, like any man, he he wants to be able to say, oh, here's some flavor stuff. If we're going to get, you know, we're going to get engaged, here's the type of ring I want to give you. We're going to get married, here's the type of wedding I want to have. That's where he's coming from. Because the Six of Cups means that he wants to see you, you make him happy. You really okay. do. But he's not, he's a little frustrated right now because he wants do you make more money than him?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. I mean,
he's intimidated by the fact that you make probably either equal or more money than him, and he's not happy about that. So he's not settled in his energy till he can up the ante a little bit. Now, that's on him.
Wow.
But in the meantime, he needs to let you know that he loves you and that he ain't going nowhere and there ain't any other women around and that sort of thing. So it's just it's a communication problem.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. If you love him, then this is good news. If you're getting ready to leave, then you can still get ready to leave. But if you love him, he loves you. He don't know. He's being hard on himself right now, and instead of explaining it, he's just shutting down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
So your card to focus on is the Six of Cups. Okay? So
okay.
You can Google or
okay.
Wikipedia that and remember your reading. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So just
yep.
to let everybody know, too, if you want to get a hold of me for a private consultation, dbucare@gmail.com. That is dbucare@gmail.com.
All righty.
Come see
yep.
me at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo as well in New Orleans.
We have Rose Maria. Coming up next, she's one of
okay.
our Skype callers.
I might need
think.
To take a break.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a short break.
So we'll be back in like 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Canyon Dreams by Diane Arkenstone. And that you can find out more about her by going to DianeArkenstone.com. We'll be right back. Thank you.
forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
All right, everybody, we're back. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. It's live right now here on 6/15/2014, here at about roughly 5 p.m., 6 p.m., depending on where you are in the time zones. And here's Darren.
Hello, everyone. So I guess we're going to take another caller.
Yeah.
Rosa Maria.
We got, yep. Let's bring her on. Rosa
Hello.
Maria.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Great zombie effect.
It sounds like the movie Insidious or something. Okay, we're going to let that one go.
No. Right, yeah, she fell asleep. Shit, that's her snoring.
Are you joking?
All right. No, she's snoring in the background. All right, we'll go on to the next
one. Is that her snoring?
Yeah.
No, I thought
probably
it sounded like
there.
I thought that was her sound effect. Wow.
I bet her neighbors love her.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
We, you know, this is a very tranquilizing show. It's muted. It's a very tranquilizing show. We made her fall asleep.
Wow.
Okay.
I think that's the first time in my life that I've made anyone fall asleep. That really is disconcerting. I do my best
to do
exactly the opposite of that, and wow.
I used to do meditations at Esoterica, and that sometimes people would end up falling asleep through them as well. So it happens. All right, so we got another caller.
A little disconcerting.
We got another caller. Let's try our other caller here. Let's see. Bringing on our next person. You're hearing your microphone becoming unmuted. You're up.
You're right.
Hello.
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 Are you awake?
Echo.
Are you awake?
Echo.
Well, thank you for calling Spiritual Insight. This is Kevin and Baird and Darren Bouquet. I can barely understand.
All right. It's another Mercury in retrograde experience.
Okay, wait. Are you in trouble?
Okay, I just muted them. I brought our next caller on. You're up.
Hi, my name's Mike. Hi, my name's Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hi. That sounds a lot better than the previous caller.
Yeah, I think that was a call from maybe from one of the orbiting planets that isn't Earth. So I don't know what was
Nibiru.
Going on. Yeah, that might have been there might have been some sort of attack, and the X-Men needed to like intervene or something like that. I don't know, but I couldn't help. So what's going on, Mike? What's happening?
Quick question for you. I moved to California May 1st, and I ran into a little bit of difficulty with trying to find work and so forth. So it looks like I'm heading back to Arizona end of next week. And so I was I do consulting work as a career, and then just kind of bartending.
You do what work as a career?
Consulting.
Consulting, right? Okay.
Yeah, so it's 100% commission. So sometimes I have to have a part-time job like waiting tables or bartending just to kind of maintain the day-to-day stuff.
Supplemental,
and,
sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So my boss in one of the groups that I work for that I consult with pretty much said he called me up a couple Fridays ago saying that he's going to he's got a deal going through with one of his personal friends. And that he said he was going to set me up when that goes through financially for that, like the next year, so I can focus 100% on, you know, doing the consulting.
Your business.
Yeah, and just kind of wanted to get some insight on if something like that, if he's going to follow through.
Okay, so the question is this person that basically is expressed to you that they're going to, what are they going to do exactly? They're going to give you, set you up for a year financially?
Yeah, yep.
Why are they going to do this?
Because I've shown so much promise, as he stated, that
okay.
when this deal goes through, he would be able to pay me part of the commission.
Now, what deal is it? What kind of deal are we talking about?
Oh, it's just a banking transaction. So, like proof
okay,
of funds.
I mean, are you helping with the deal, though? I mean, what
no.
are you doing?
No, I don't have anything to do with the deal. This is just something he brought up. So I just
want to be aware of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're telling me that there's someone that mm-hmm. has an interest in you and your abilities as a consultant,
yep.
thinks
yep.
that you're highly actualized, an amazing person, and you're worthwhile, so they're going to fund your life for a year in the idea that you're going to excel at your business, and that what does he get in return?
Well, basically, he gets my undivided attention for the business, and I'm not distracted by part-time jobs.
So you will be his personal consultant, and he will have 100% of your focus, and,
yes.
as well as you can do work with other clients as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right. One moment. Hold on. Oh, white or blue?
Blue.
Okay. All right. Hello, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know I don't want to give you bad news, right?
Oh, right. No,
but,
it's fine.
But, yeah, I got the Eight of Cups, I got the Magician inverted, I got the Nine of Wands inverted. It just, okay, here's the thing. If it seems too good to be true, yada, 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 right?
Right.
It's just,
mm-hmm.
This is how you squeeze some positivity out of this situation. You tell this person, if he's so excited about you, to give you, you know, whatever, give you one portion of that financial, whatever that is that he's saying that he's going to facilitate you financially, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you, you need a fourth of it now so you can get some stuff that you're trying to get done. And
right.
he needs to wire transfer it to your bank account, and that's
yep.
it. If that doesn't happen, then you get on with your life in a way that's proactive for you without
yep.
factoring this in. If he's so excited about you, then you can, okay. I'm a consultant
nope.
too. Okay?
Okay.
I work with a
yep.
lot of people all the time. I get calls constantly. So I have to understand that people, they get excited and they want your undivided attention all the time. Any
mm-hmm.
little thing comes up and they want you to be there for them.
Right.
However, this person's giving you a song and dance about something. They need to follow through with it. If they can give you a fourth of whatever kind of financial compensation they're talking about, then they have your undivided attention. If that's a problem, then this whole arrangement is not—it's not viable. It's just
right.
not. If he can pay you per consultation, just like everybody else, and that's it. Now,
okay.
if
yep.
you lay it down like that, you might get a large chunk of money from this person. However, the way I'm looking at it now, unless you do that, you're just going to be annoyed. Your feelings are going to get hurt. You're going to want to walk away from it. You have no control over the situation, and then you won't know what to do and how to plan the rest of the next, 2 years out because you're frustrated with the situation.
But, no, I understand.
It's not a disaster. It's just highly immobilizing for you, which is not good.
Exactly.
So we only have a minute left. But I do want to say that, just take this person for face value. If they're willing to pay you whatever a part of what they were talking about, then let them do it. If they can't, then go about your business the normal way. And again, thank you for calling in. Obviously, someone sees your ability, so take it as a positive,
Yep. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucare. Thank you, Kevin Bayard, for being my co-host this evening. Always a pleasure, Kevin. And
you're welcome. You're welcome.
We will talk to you again. If you want to contact me for a private consultation, dbucare@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of me at Marie Labo's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thanks again, Kevin, and everyone have a nice night.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, and it's been great. You've been listening to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucare, and you can find him here next Sunday, same Darren time, same Darren station. Until then, everybody, thanks again, and we will see you next week. Bye now. Have a good one.